Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
You know what that music means, Stacey?
I sure do.
We're going to have a draft today.
I love draft day.
I love draft day as well. The movie draft day and actual draft day.
Okay.
You ever see the movie draft day?
Of course
Kevin
not.
Costner?
No.
Oh, Kevin Costner's great in that flick, by the way.
It's a sports movie.
But it's not really about sports. There's a love interest. It's more about business and stuff like that as well. It's actually
sports
a really good movie.
And business.
When it was made, everyone made fun of this movie called Draft Day. Everyone's like, why do you need a movie about the NFL draft? And then you watch it and you're like, wow, it's actually a pretty good flick. I'm telling you.
I'll add it to the list.
Great way to start the show today. Just a 45-second analysis on some random movie. No, it's draft day today because today's Blue Monday.
It is.
The third Monday in January is labeled as Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year. So what we're going to do is kick Blue Monday in the face and have a happy draft.
Yeah.
We're doing the happy draft. We're doing the happy draft. We're doing the happy draft. 8:40 and 8:50 we'll be doing the happy draft.
Yep.
So let us know, what are some happy things? 938-0963. Give us a call or a text. Like a dog getting a new tennis ball. That could be drafted.
Sure could.
There are no rules. Just happy things. Whoever has the happiest list is going to win. We're going to cheer people up on this Blue Monday.
Okay.
So what are some happy things? What comes to mind when you think
clean
of happy?
Clean sheets.
Okay.
Clean sheets make me happy.
This is almost going to be kind of sad, where it's like, wow, this makes
That's
me happy.
That's what makes you happy?
Oh my God. This is the life I've led. Oh, 10-year-old Clayton would slap me in the face right now. Happy things like my dog. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
I might just take my dog first overall. I'm letting you know.
What if I take your dog first overall?
I would.
Whoa.
Friends off.
Whoa.
That wouldn't even be like a fake
Clayton's
mad.
Clayton's dog.
That'd be like an upset kind of mad. Like, that's my dog. Okay. Like, my dog went through the worst 6 months ever. Just nothing but eye pain. No tear ducts. No tears, anything. No eyeballs now. Happiest thing on the planet.
What if you chose Fiona, right? Like, we swapped it. That'd be very weird.
Yeah, Fiona seems more like a third, maybe fourth round pick.
You shut your dirty mouth.
See?
How dare you?
See? It's not that fun when someone does that to you, huh?
I never said Kipper was a third pick. I would take her first round. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
So this happy draft is going well.
So the tension has already begun. Did you watch any NFL football over the weekend, Stacey?
You know what, Clayton? I sure didn't.
Okay. Commercials. The Buffalo Bills-New England Patriots game specifically.
Okay.
It was like super cold. Like minus 15 without the wind chill.
Whoa.
I know that's not super cold for us here in Saskatchewan, but relatively speaking, for NFL standards,
yeah,
that's very cold for an outdoor game. Still, though, in true Buffalo Bills fashion, they called themselves the Bills Mafia, by the way. That's what Bills fans call themselves. Tons of shirtless people in the crowd.
Oh.
Tons.
Wow, that's brave.
Mainly guys.
I would think so.
All guys.
Always guys.
Do you ever wonder why guys do that at sporting events, like super cold games, or going shirts off, painting their chest?
I'm just going to assume that it's alcohol-induced.
That's a big part of it.
Okay.
It's a big part of it. Good 70% of it.
Yeah.
Here's the real reason, though. Guys do the shirtless thing because they think that the team is going to see them on the sidelines. They think that the guys are going to be warming up and they're going to be like, wow, look at those guys. They're shirtless in the stands.
Such
you
dedication.
Know what? Let's win it for them, guys, okay? We think the coach is going to be doing a pregame speech about us. Guys, the fans are shirtless out there. We got to win it for them. They're going to be cold for nothing if we don't win. And then the team plays harder because we went shirtless.
Right.
And then because we motivated them, they invite us back to the locker room after the game to celebrate.
See, now it makes sense.
This seems stupid. This is what every guy thinks will happen when they go shirtless. Every single guy.
You think you're going to make it into the locker room by bearing a weird hairy belly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you.
One of these days it's going to happen, okay?
Everybody's been wondering, I'm sure. I know I have. We had that $50 million winner for the Lotto Max. Was it last week? January 7th.
There have been so many that they all just kind of blend together.
That's exactly what's happening. But the winner, his name is Dustin Kiefer.
Oh, Dusty.
And I hate him.
Me too.
I don't know you, but I hate you.
Hate your guts, Dustin.
Honestly, though, congratulations, I guess. Winning $50 million, kind of life-changing.
Kinda.
What what really...
I guess.
Yeah, you know. And it was really cute when he's like, I don't even know what I'm going to buy right away. Like, I have all this money now. And he's like, I need a new espresso machine.
Top of the list.
Isn't that so cute when you're just so flabbergasted by the fact you have 50 million bucks? You're like, yeah. I need a new coffee maker. Let's get on that.
I'm out of wiper fluid. Oh, man. I think that's going to be the first purchase.
What else was really funny about his win, though, is that he was about to go into a meeting at work, and he had seen on social media that somebody from Saskatoon had won $50 million. So he goes, checks his tickets, sees that he has won, and goes and sits in that meeting for however long it was, half an hour, knowing, sitting there, that he had won $50 million. He said he did not hear a single thing that was said during the meeting.
Dustin, what are you doing? Just take the day. Take the day.
Take it. Literally, just get up from your desk. Tell your boss you'll be back in 15. I don't know. You don't want to be a jerk, right? You don't want to like burn a bridge or whatever, but you do have $50.
No, you can burn a bridge and then be like, here's $10,000. Rebuild that bridge for me. That's all you have to do.
I guess. But what if they're like a really good company and you love your job?
I know.
You can still burn a bridge nicely.
Can you?
I don't know.
Can you burn a bridge nicely? Let us know if you have. 938-0963. I'm actually really curious. Hey, I hate your guts, I hate you, but this has been a very positive experience
for me. And then at the end, no hard feelings, and what you do is you turn it around, you say, I wish you well in your future.
Oh, now that's petty. Come on now. I drove by my childhood home yesterday. I was driving in the Lakeview area, I'm like, oh, Cold Spring. May as well mosey on by the old house.
I love doing that.
I love doing it too for like the first 7 seconds. And then after that, you just start ripping apart all the renovations and all the things that the
changes,
new people do.
Yep.
Yeah. I just sat there and just roasted this place. Dark blue? What was wrong with the brown paint, guys?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the brown paint? Oh, you replaced the garage doors? If those doors could talk, you know how many memories they would share? How dare you? There was nothing wrong with those doors. The worst thing they did was, and again, they have no way of knowing this, we had three hamsters growing up, and we had a little hamster graveyard in the backyard, in the corner. They put a shed on top of the hamster graveyard.
You should tell them it's a pet cemetery.
They're probably cursed.
Probably. I hope those hamsters haunt their nightmares.
If any pet is to haunt you, you probably want it to be a hamster.
I used to do that too. I grew up in Pacific Heights on Haviland Crescent, and it was my first home, right? We moved to a different neighborhood when I was 12, I think. And so, yeah, going by the old house is amazing. And like you said, the anticipation is great. And then you see the house and instantly, like one time, the people who owned it painted the house. It was so close to being neon green.
Kermit green.
I don't even know how to describe the green. It was so bright and so in your face. And it was just like, what is wrong with you? Why would you do this to our house, my house?
Green is the color and it sucks.
It wasn't. And then we used to have two massive poplar trees on the front yard.
Oh, no.
They cut them.
The audacity.
And I understand poplar trees, not great for the underground.
Yeah.
They're massive trees, but the house looks so different when they cut them down. And would you ever have the cojones to go to the door and be like, knock, knock, I used to live here. Can I have a look around?
No, never.
I dream about that all the time.
I would never go inside. I just like judging the outside.
Because if you went inside, oh God, it'd be just even worse.
Exactly.
You did this to my bedroom? Why would you do that?
Why did you get rid of the deep freeze with all the puck marks on it? Huh? Why did you do that?
Wood paneling? You got rid of the wood paneling.
Unbelievable. Shag carpets. There's nothing wrong with shag carpets, guys. You replaced the sink that didn't work?
How rude.
Why?
We talk a lot about remakes, prequels, sequels, reboots, what have you, and usually it's negative, right? Like, how many Spider-Man movies do we need? That sort of thing.
Apparently 19.
It feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, listen to this, Degrassi is getting a reboot, and I had no idea, but Degrassi has been morphed, changed, spun off 6 times.
What? 6?
From the original.
Because there was Next Generation.
Next Generation, Degrassi. Well, it was like Degrassi Junior High. There was Kids of Degrassi Street, Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High, Degrassi the Next. Like, there's, it's frustrating.
To me, there are only two Degrassis, the original Degrassi, and I'll count Degrassi the Next Generation.
Those were the prominent ones.
Because yeah.
Degrassi the Next Generation, as we all know, starred Drake.
Canadian rap star.
Yeah. So that one was kind of, and not because of that, but it was just, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like what they're doing now is it's going to be airing on HBO, which is super legit.
Right?
And it's just going to be called Degrassi, and it's the sixth incarnation of that show.
I was expecting something like the Oxygen Network is rebooting Degrassi. Some kind of weird streaming service. But HBO, like, that's legit. They're going to do a good job with this. Does it have a chance? Do you think it's going to gain any momentum? Or is it one of those one season and done?
The setting, the premise of the show is completely and always relatable. It's high school, right? And when original Degrassi aired, that was like my original Degrassi, it was actually, like, maybe we laugh at the show because it seems so cheesy. They used to show Degrassi to students in school in Australia. When I lived in the UK, my Australian friends were like, oh my God, we love Degrassi. And I was like, excuse me? The one that airs on CBC? They loved it. It was literally shown in health class because it dealt with such, you know, real problems that high school kids were encountering.
And whenever you hear Degrassi, good memories just flood back.
Oh, God, yes.
Degrassi is like a trigger word for Canadians. You know how when you say food around a dog, like, you want some food? You want to go for a walk? That dog's like, huh? Someone say food?
Yeah.
Someone say walk? That's what Degrassi is for Canadians. Someone say Degrassi? Are we talking about Degrassi?
Zit Remedy? Wow. Wheels? Snake?
Deep cut over there. It is rut season in Saskatoon.
Oh boy.
Ugh. I know we all are enjoying the warm weather, but the warm weather comes at a cost because the warm weather makes the roads very, very sloppy. And the warm weather does not last in winter. It goes back to minus 20. It's going to be like minus 20 later this week.
I know.
What happens? All that soft snow, that slushy snow, freezes. Oh, ruts. Ruts everywhere.
Yeah, it's. I was driving down, what was it, Main Street, between Broadway and Clarence, and it was a little dicey.
And East College Park
sucks.
And that
was last week already, so yeah, it happens.
East College Park sucks right now with the ruts. A lot of the residential streets in there, just rut city. The thing is, you can't really do anything about it.
You can if they are very, very high. Mm-hmm. You can phone the city and they'll come and grate them. They have to be a certain height, though.
15 centimeters or something like that, I think.
I
forget the exact number.
You'd think,
but
I would know because I'm obsessed with those kind of things.
But it's not like right away because there are a bunch of things the city needs to do, so it might be a bit delayed. Ruts are just a part of life in Saskatoon, right? They're so much a part of life that we even did a hinterland who's who about ruts back in the day.
We did.
When we first started, it was like 4 years ago. I forgot we did this, and I have the audio. We both haven't listened to this in 3 years. Should we listen to it?
A surprise
Should
listen?
Should we play it?
Let's disclaimer. This was how long ago?
3.5 years ago.
3.5 years
yes.
ago. So remember that.
Right at the start of Cruise Mornings. Okay? We did a hinterland who's who on ruts for some reason. Again, we haven't heard this in 3.5 years.
We're not even lying.
So this is a little surprise reveal here.
Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
Old voice guy. Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a look at common ruts that make their home on the streets of Saskatoon.
Much like a burrowing spider, ruts can appear out of nowhere. One day, your crescent is a smooth, snowy surface. The next, it's a vehicle death trap waiting for its next victim.
Ruts have a defense mechanism that they use to defeat their predators. They develop a hard, icy outer shell in the early morning. This allows the ruts to fulfill its main objective, to not let your vehicle turn in any direction.
As the weather becomes warmer, the rut's defense mechanism becomes less effective. The icy outer shell begins to secrete liquid, which in turn deteriorates the rut's outer walls.
However, this liquid then freezes overnight, making the bottom of the ruts very icy. So now, on top of not being able to turn out of the ruts, vehicles can't stop in them either.
This transformation repeats itself daily until the ruts die a slow and painful death by springtime.
for a more complete story.
All right. Not bad, past Stacey and Clayton.
Not bad
at all. I don't know if this is just a guy thing or if it's an everyone thing. I don't know. You got to be the judge of this.
Oh, I'll judge
you. Okay. The best therapy is dunking.
Cookies and coffee?
No. Oh. No. I'm talking about dunking a basketball.
Okay, I disagree.
The best feeling in the world, Stacey.
Come.
Is dunking a basketball.
Don't over-exaggerate.
No, I'm not over-exaggerating.
That is not the best feeling in the world.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Okay. I was at my nephew Cam's 5th birthday party, did the bouncy castle thing.
Fun.
And there was one of these bouncy castles. It was like a mini football field, but it also had basketball nets at each end. So you can play a little bouncy castle basketball.
Okay.
My brother-in-law and I, it was like a game of NBA Jam for Super Nintendo. Boom shakalaka. Just dunk after dunk, jumping, dunking. Like, we're like Vince Carter back in the early 2000s, the dunk contest. Just doing these awesome things. It feels so good. It feels so good to get that aggression out that way, right? Any stress you have in your life. My wife and I are coming up on the one-year anniversary of losing our twins, and we've been really, really regretting that day. Just been kind of sitting there in my stomach for a while.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes of dunking in the bouncy castle,
All
that went away.
Wow.
All that went away. Just, it's just so satisfying. You slam the rim, the ball goes. You're like, yeah! You just feel alive,
and
right?
And maybe I shouldn't be talking because I have never dunked a ball.
You've never dunked?
No, I'm 5'5".
You've never Shaq Attack dunked? You never even like with those like Fisher-Price nets and a mini trampoline, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a legit actual dunk on a 10-foot rim. Nuh-uh. Lower the rim, mini basketball net, Fisher Price net, even a bouncy castle. Any dunk.
Never.
Even on the basketball hoops on the back of doors. Dunk on those. It's the best feeling. Just go dunking.
I guess maybe I've done one of those, but...
Did it feel good?
I don't even remember it, so it couldn't have been that good.
Okay, we need to go buy a mini basketball hoop after the show.
Okay.
And we just need to go dunking in the streets. I'm telling you, the more dunking you do, the better you'll feel.
I still would rather dunk a cookie into some coffee.
That counts as dunking.
Okay.
Any kind of dunking. Doesn't matter if it's food, basketball, whatever. If you're dunking a piece of paper into the recycling, dunk more often.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if you're 7 or 77. Dunking is the secret to happiness.
Dunk therapy.
Maybe I'll take it in our happy draft coming up at 8:40.
Maybe you should.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton, and it is draft time. Today is Blue Monday, the 3rd January of every...
The 3rd January of every Monday.
The 3rd January of every decade is Blue January.
3rd Monday of every January.
Yes, there we go. Blue Monday. We're going to kick Blue Monday in the groin and do the happy draft.
Yeah, we are.
5 rounds, no rules. Everything just must be happy, all right?
Okay.
Stacey won the rock, paper, scissors, so she goes first.
First of all, castle plans.
That's a good one.
Canceled plans make me very happy.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the people involved.
Okay.
Sometimes it's plans with people I love, but you know what? It feels good.
My first pick in the happy draft, dogs asking for belly rubs.
That's a good one.
Dogs asking for belly rubs.
Second pick, I need to go with my daughter, Fiona.
Okay.
She makes me very happy.
Your daughter Fiona came after plans are canceled.
I know that. I just realized how absolutely awful that is.
Mom of the year over here.
Wow. I'm sorry, Fiona.
I mean, my dog came first. I just want to throw that out there.
But anyway, she's on the list.
Okay, number two on the happy draft.
Wow.
I'm going with the all-you-can-eat lunch buffet at Pizza Hut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a nostalgic, happy feeling.
Yep.
Mine, excuse me, is also going to be food related.
Okay.
And it's McDonald's when you're hungover.
Oh.
That makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. With my third pick, I am going to go with... The Littlest Hobo theme song.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a very good one.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'll learn to settle
down.
No.
Until tomorrow.
I don't think those aren't the... Those
whatever. We got it somehow. It's fine.
Anyway, fourth round pick for me, a nice plump tax return.
That's a good one right there. My fourth round pick, the last day of school.
Oh.
The last day of school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm torn here. Do I go
I got so many good ones left.
I know. Fifth. We're doing five or six.
Five. Do you want to do six?
Yes.
Okay, let's do six.
Fifth, having food made for you.
Okay.
That makes me incredibly happy.
My fifth round pick, I am going to go with Leo from That 70s Show.
Leo?
Hey, man.
Oh, Cheech.
Leo from That 70s Show, yeah.
Okay.
And everything about Leo.
He...
Weed!
Number six for me.
So Leo / marijuana is my fifth round.
There you go. Mine's going to be sentimental and kind of mushy, but okay. The smell of Sean.
Okay, my final pick, a Saturday afternoon at Penguin Park. Or Penguin Village, whatever you want to call it, whatever you remember it as.
Nice.
Water sliding it up. All
getting
right.
Sunburned, well, eating fries.
Just don't try and trash talk my team, okay?
I'm not. I am agreeing with you.
Good. All right. We'll analyze the happy draft coming up in a bit. Yeah, 96.3, Cruise FM. It's 8:55 with Everclear. Cruise okay. Mornings, Stacey and Clayton. I think I already said that. Whatever. We just did the happy draft. Today's Blue Monday, but instead of being all sad and emo, we're being happy instead, because Blue Monday is the worst. So we just drafted happy things. What's your happy roster, Stacey?
My number one pick was canceled plans.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number two, behind canceled plans, my daughter, Fiona.
Priorities.
God, live. Stacy. Number three, McDonald's when you're hungover. Number four, a plump tax return. Number five, having food made for you. And number six, the smell of Sean.
My happy team, dogs asking for belly rubs, the Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat lunch buffet, the Littlest Hobo theme song, the last day of school, marijuana, and Penguin Park.
Nice.
Specifically, a Saturday at Penguin Park back in the late 80s, early 90s. I gotta say, two pretty good squads.
They're not bad. This one is really hard, though, because there are quite a lot of things in life that make me happy.
You know what was the big snub on mine? Hmm. Happy Gilmore. I was gonna get the two for the bonus points, because it's the word happy, and it's just a happy movie.
It is a good movie.
Happy Lookout!
I also had reruns of Golden Girls.
Ooh.
Or, like, reruns of your favorite show, that
Diners,
sort of
Drive-ins,
thing.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives Marathon was on my list.
There you go.
In New Orleans!
Just
a Cajun place doing it the old-fashioned way. The Guy Fieri impression could have made my happy list as well, actually.
I was gonna put baby animals of any kind, except for sloths.
Why do you hate
and
sloths
lemurs.
So much? I don't get it.
They're disgusting. Also, just toast, white toast with butter.
What about cinnamon toast?
Oh, yes.
We blew it. Saturday morning cartoons.
Uh-huh.
That was on mine. McCain Deep and Delicious Cake was also on mine.
You know what? Old. Not old as in, like, out of date, but, like, back in the day.
If it was 1997, that would be the first overall pick.
Yep.
Also, sleepovers in grade six.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know why I didn't pick that. I don't know. I should have taken that over weed.
There's too many. There are too many things
I know
that make us happy that now we had to, like...
And I didn't take dunking either. I was going to take dunking and basketball.
Oh, yeah. You were talking so big about that.
Because it's so happy. I don't know. But I don't know. I wanted Penguin Park. I really want a Penguin Park.
Well, you got it, so...
Good. All right. Who won? Let us know on the Facebook page or text us. 938-0963.
No penalty, because you can't have a penalty when things make you happy.
Stacey and Clayton. Weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.